every day I get up, okay, just like all of us. But Jesus, you're in charge. I make it a conscious decision to say, this day I'm going to worship you. This day I'm going to honor you. You've saved me. You've saved me from where I once was. I want to stay connected to you. And people will come up to me and they'll say, oh, Pastor Mike, you're lucky. You're lucky that you didn't grow up in religion and get twisted and stuff with your mind. Or they'll say things like, oh, Pastor Mike, you don't know how blessed you are that you're still on fire for God. Well, do you know? It takes effort to stay on fire for God. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's not just like I live out my day, every day of my life. I purposely put God in the center of my life so that every day I can live for Him. But I can make the choice to not live my life for God. I can make the conscious decision to say, you know what? Today I'm just going to do what Mike wants to do and nothing else. And so when people say things like, you're so blessed that you're still on fire for God, I'm thinking, all of us that came, do you remember the day you were saved? Do you remember the day that you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, right? As your Lord and Savior, the one who set you free. Do you remember that day? Do you remember the feeling? I know our faith isn't based upon feelings, but do you remember? But God shows up in feelings. He created emotion, right? Do you remember that sensation when it's like, oh my gosh, are you, wow, wow, wow. Have you lost the wow factor in your life and your walk with God? Have you lost that, you know, are you walking through life right now going, where are you, Lord? You know, are you walking through life just consumed with life, right? Instead of living this abundant life, you're just so consumed with all of the little things that are taking place in life. And you've lost this, that wow factor, the awe, the awesomeness of God in your life. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up because guess what? Here's the good news, my friends. Because of the grace of God, He didn't leave you. He hasn't left. He didn't go anywhere. He's right here, right now. Matter of fact, He's in you. You have the Holy Spirit as a believer right here. But sometimes we've allowed it to just kind of pour out so much and we never got refilled. And so as I continue to talk about being connected to the Lord, being connected, I'm going to talk about getting refilled today. I'm going to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit and how things can continually be transformed for the better in your life by continually looking at Him. And it's quite simple, actually. And I want to go through some scriptures to bring that to a reality. The word connected means joined or linked together. So the first scripture that I want to go to today is, and now we have to answer our own question, am I linked with Jesus? Am I joined with Him? You know, some may say, well, I know Pastor tells me that the Holy Spirit's in me, but I just don't feel it. I just don't really recognize that He's there because I feel all alone right now. I feel left out. And that, all of a sudden, guys, starts to lead to despair, and it leads to depression, and it leads to worry, and it leads to anxiety. Everything that God in His Word has told us not to worry about. Before I get into the Scripture, let's talk about the Word here real quick. Lots and lots and lots of translations out there, right? And I love reading lots and lots of different translations, okay? I'm not a King James or a New King James pastor only, okay? I read The Message, I read NIV, I read the Passion Translation, New Living Translation. I read lots of translations because it clarifies and builds up the Word within me, okay? But I want to talk about the early church. Let's talk about the book of Acts. Let's talk about when these disciples, these apostles, these believers early on, they didn't have the New Testament written. It wasn't getting into the Word and reading through the New Testament Word that we are so fortunate to have. Do you know what led them and moved them to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God? It was the Holy Spirit. It was the very power of God that came and filled them. And I'm here to tell you, if you've never asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit, if you've never asked to have the power of the Holy Spirit flow out of you and move in your life, today's the day. And if you're feeling like it's kind of dried up, that pool of living water in you is kind of dried up, today's the day to get refilled, to get refired up, to get re-energized. You know, batteries, like car batteries and lawnmower batteries, a lot of them, they have cells in them, right? And in these cells, these power cells, they have water. They put distilled water, like pure water in there. But those cells, after being used for a while, those cells run dry. And in order to re-energize and recharge that battery better, you go get some more pure water, right? And you pop the cap and you refill it, all right? And this is what happens in our lives, is many times we've been used by God, or so many issues have come into our life that all of the power of God that we moved in or felt in our life starts to get drained. It starts to deplete in our life. And I'm here to tell you, the Bible tells us not only to be filled, but to be ever filled, all right? Overflowing, moving continuously in the power of God. So the Old Testament, or the New Testament church, before the New Testament word was written, they had teachers around them that were teaching them what it was like to be with Jesus. But the big thing was, is that they were moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so many times in church life, and my eyes are open to this, guys, you know, this is our house, right? For those of you who call Shield of Faith your church, right? This is our house of worship that we worship in. But there's houses of worship all around us that are our brothers and sisters. And we got an addition going on. It's just, all this is just maintenance and upkeep and improvement to the house that we all come corporately to meet in. Are you with me? All right? But this isn't the fullness of the kingdom of God. This cannot just be a social club. Within yourself, you can make it a social club if you want. You could just say, you know what, I come to church and that's what I do. And it can be a thing of just tradition day in and day out, day in and day out. And you get your ears tickled a little bit, depending on whether or not you hear Laurel or Yanni. Right? You guys are with me, right? Many of you heard that. If you didn't, we'll talk about it after church. Right? But if you're hearing correctly, you might get inspired a little bit. But you ever wonder why that inspiration only lasted Sunday and then Monday it wasn't there anymore? Do you ever wonder why? Do you ever wonder why in worship, when I come together corporately, I can feel the power and the presence of God moving, but as soon as I step out of the door, it's gone? It's not that the holiness is in the church and this is the only place God is. God is everywhere. It has to do with you. Not in condemnation. It has to do with what are you allowing in your life more of. If we've drained the Spirit of God out of us and we're not flowing continuously in the power and presence of God, then we're flowing in what? Self and world. And when we're flowing in self and world, wouldn't it be, doesn't it make sense that you're going to have all of those issues that are coming against you? See, part of a miracle moving in signs and wonders is having the peace of God and the joy of God in the midst of certain situations that are overwhelming. They just take you out. They're so overwhelming. The world gets taken out, but you as a believer that is filled with the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, you're like, it's going to be okay. We're going to make it through this. That's a sign and wonder, because people are going, how can you be so happy? How can you have so much joy? How can you be at such peace right now in the midst of this huge storm that's going on? How can that be possible? And you're like, it's Jesus. And now they've seen a sign and wonder and a witness. It's Jesus. It's Jesus living in me. It's the power of God living in me. Are you with me? But when you allow it to get drained out with getting filled back up, then all of a sudden, you're just like the rest of the world. You don't see yourself really as set apart, because all of the things that come in start to take you out. You know, why am I dealing with so much anxiety now? Instead of saying, you know what, this is challenging, but God has a plan. You know, when you surrender and just say, God has a plan for this, that brings peace. And that is Holy Spirit, right? But when you're going, oh my gosh, I ain't going to make it through this. There's no other way. I can't do this. That's world. Not saying that you're not saved. Not saying that you're not a believer. I'm just saying that you need to get refilled, man. Pastor Mike, how do you stay on fire for God? I get refilled. I got reborn, right? My life started 11 years ago with God. I haven't been a pastor the whole time. I stayed on fire the whole time, even before coming to church every day and all of that stuff. I was staying on fire working in an acute care psychiatric unit where everybody had an issue, guys. How did I stay on fire? Because I went to the Lord every day of my life. This is just my own personal story, okay? But there can be days that come in. And it's like, ooh, man, I just need to. And some people say, I just need to read the word more. Or they just say, I just need to listen to worship music more. And I'm saying, you just need to ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit again. Just get in that quiet place. Get in your closet, man, and just say, Lord, fill me with the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit again so that I may overflow. However you say it. Doesn't have to be like that. Just say it however you want. And watch and see what starts to take place in your life. You want to see a church on fire? You want to see a church moving? You want to see a church body doing something for the kingdom of God? You want to see signs and wonders and miracles? Wow. Wow. I'm going to show you what comes with the Holy Spirit today as we go through this. First one is Acts 4:13. And this is, again, back to this connected thing, this joined, this linked together idea of the word connected. Verse 13, Acts 4. After they found out that Peter and John, now this is right after, let me set the stage. This is right after Peter and John were going into the gate beautiful. And the lame man, the crippled man, was by the gate, and he was asking for a handout, right? He was asking for something. And they said, gold and silver I have not, but in the name of Jesus Christ, stand and walk. Well, after that, all the people were amazed at the miracle that took place, right? They were just walking in the Holy Spirit, guys. They were amazed at all this, that the religious individuals, the Sanhedrin, right, the Pharisees, they arrested them, and they put them on trial. And now this is where we pick up. After they found that Peter and John had no education or special training, now this is in their mind, right? In their mind, they didn't go through seminary. They don't have a master's of divinity, you know? Think about it, guys. It wasn't the head knowledge. When you have Jesus, man, that is the training you need because the power of the Holy Spirit takes over, okay? So when they realized that they had no education or special training, they were surprised to see how boldly they spoke. They realized that these men had been with Jesus. So I read this and I look at myself and I go, do people realize that I've been with Jesus? Do people know that without me telling them? You know, I've been with Jesus. I'm a Christian for 11 years. Do you get it? I'm a Christian. I mean, they weren't saying that. They just knew that these people had been with Jesus. They were connected. They were joined. They were linked. And they listened to the word of God that said, do not depart from here until you are receiving the gift that I promised you, the power of the Holy Spirit. So they went to the upper room with 120 other believers, and they stayed there, and they prayed until the power of God came and hit them, and they started to walk in boldness and move in signs and wonders. Now, I want to talk to you about this word bold. This word bold doesn't mean that they were arrogant and pompous and all puffed up. This word bold means that they were confident. They were confident in what they were proclaiming. They were confident and certain that what they were saying is the truth, right? This is where we have to be, body of Christ, is that we need to be confident and certain that as I speak the word of God, that there's power in it and that it will avail much. Amen. When I pray, the fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. I have to be confident in that. That when I say, you know what? This sickness and disease that you have on you will be no more. I have to just speak that in confidence. And it's not me doing it. or any of the work. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you guys getting a theme here? Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that born you new, born you fresh. I'm making up words, but I'm having fun, okay? This rebirth that we have as being born again believers, Holy Spirit. It's holy. Jesus said, when I leave, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will send you a comforter, and that comforter will not only be with you, but in you. And that word in there, when it's talking about him sending the comforter, that is the identical exact replication of Jesus Christ himself. It is the perfection of God that lives in us. Remember, we're right with God. Here's something for you. Put this in your mindset and remember, there is nothing within us in our own actions that's perfect, okay? The Spirit of God that we receive is perfect. And the only reason we receive the Spirit of God is because of the grace of God. And the grace of God through the Spirit of God that we received makes us what? Right with God. It makes us right with God because of Jesus. Are you with me? Now listen to this. Anything that's done right does not have to be done again. Got it? You're the righteousness of God. But I feel drained and I feel worn out and I feel off and I'm not quite, I don't feel like a Christian. You ever hear anybody say that? I just feel like I'm losing my walk. I feel like I'm losing my faith. I hear this stuff all the time, guys. I just feel burned out. Well, you know what? In reality, you are kind of burned out. The Bible says you got to fan that flame. You got to stir up the gift that's in you. You got to ask God, refill me again. Fire me up, Lord. Amen. I've stood up here and called it preaching yourself happy. Pastor taught me that term and I love it. Preach yourself happy, man. Come on. But what does that mean? It means just get back into an environment of asking God to set you on fire again. Set me on fire again, God. I used to burn for the world. I want to burn for you now. Man, I just want to be so inundated with the glory and the presence of God. I don't want anything else. Just you. And when that starts to happen, man, then you start to see things change in your life. You start to see your family being restored. You start to see friends and relatives and neighbors being restored. You start to see yourself being able to walk in joy and peace and boldness and things like that. It's glorious. It makes you go, it is so good, I want everybody to have what I got. But if you've lost that feeling where it's all of a sudden, yeah, I know they say preach the word, go and be a witness, but if you're not happy with how you feel or what you got, it's time to get refilled. It's time to get filled back up. So, Stephanie, could you come here, please? You don't have to speak. Now I'm short, right? She's got her heels on. But this is my beautiful wife of 23 years, okay? I'm just using this as an illustration, all right? We're connected. We're connected. I can boldly speak to anybody that this is my wife. I love her with all my heart. I know, I could boldly, with certainty and confidence, say that she's got my back. I know where she's at. She knows where I'm at. I leave work, I call her, she's at work. I'll call you back. Okay, but we're in communication with one another. We're connected. We're joined together. We're linked together. What is Jesus called? Or what are we called to Jesus, I should say? The bride of Christ. You are the bride of Christ. We're husband and wife. We've joined together. We've linked together in unity, and we share the same spirit. Amen? But also, we share the same spirit with Jesus. And any marriage counseling I will do is to say, put Jesus in the center of your marriage, and your marriage will be strong. If both of you have Jesus as center, your marriage will be strong. And that means a lot of different things as far as how it all works out. But when he's number one and you guys come together, it's good. Thank you. Thank you. She's like, would you let me sit down already? But this connection, guys, that we have has to be worked at. Listen, if she took off for a couple weeks at a time for some sort of business thing or just a vacation without me, right? And we never communicated that whole time that she was gone, or vice versa. I left, right? And we never communicated. Our connection isn't going to be as strong. We're going to be, our minds are going to be going all over the place. What's happening? What's going on? What are they doing? I don't know. Ba-da-da-da-da. All of a sudden, the world mindset and ideas are going to start to flood in. Are you connecting what I'm saying? And it's like, where's my wife? Where's she at? And then it's like, I miss her. And she's only a phone call away, but sometimes pride jumps in. And it's like, well, I ain't going to call her. She didn't call me. You know? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just speaking like what happens in life. And all we needed to do was just simply pick up the phone and say, hey, I miss you. How are you doing? She's, oh my gosh, I miss you too. I've been so busy that you don't understand. They've had me doing this and this. And then I get home and I fell asleep and I meant to call you last night. Oh, I miss you so much. I want to come back. And all of a sudden it's like, wow. It's like the prodigal child and the father returning together, you know? It's connection, right? Which being connected to God is almost like the story of the prodigal child and the son. You know, the father was always there. It was the son that left. Many times we leave, but God is still there. The Father's still there waiting for our return. Being connected is so important. And then the Bible goes on and says, you know what, as believers, we should be connected one to another also. Do good to all, but especially those in the household of faith. Right? Come together. Don't neglect, paraphrase this because I can't remember exactly what it says, but it says, don't neglect the coming together like other people are doing. But we should come together and worship corporately together. I think that's in Hebrews. I think it's in Hebrews. Anyways, but that's important that we have this fellowship and come together. Acts 4:29 through 31. This is where I start to point out some things here. This is after John and Peter were released because the Sanhedrin, they said, you know what, I can't find any way to keep them. They're moving in the power of God, and we'll upset the apple cart if we do persecute them right now. So just don't speak the word of God anymore, and we'll let you go. And they boldly then again said, well, you know, I can only, you know, what's right for me not to speak what God has said or to listen to you? No, I'm going to listen to what God says. They release them. And so verse 29 says, moving through all the way 31, this is John and Peter with all the believers. Back again. Lord, pay attention to their threats now and allow us to speak your word boldly. This is a prayer. And they go on to say, show your power by healing, performing miracles, and doing amazing things through the power and the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Amen. Verse 31, and when the apostles had finished praying, their meeting place shook, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God boldly. Yeah, amen. I want to point out something here, though. These believers, were they not already filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:4? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? They were filled in the beginning. And now they're being filled again. Moving on. Ephesians 5:18. Don't get drunk on wine, which leads to wild living. You hear me? You hear me, people? Instead, be filled with the Spirit. The be filled in this writing, the be filled, it means in the Greek, keep on being filled constantly and continually. Be filled, be filled, be filled. How did you get filled with the Holy Spirit the first time? You ask God, Lord, I repent, I turn from my ways, I believe in you. You get saved, you say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And you're like, wow, this is awesome. So how do you get filled again? You say, Lord, fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit and get filled again. You have not because you ask not. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Acts 13:52. And the disciples were continually filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Do you need joy in your life? It comes with the Holy Spirit. You need boldness in your life? It comes with the Holy Spirit. Do you need power in your life? It comes with the Holy Spirit. Do you need to see signs and wonders in your life to edify and build up the kingdom of God? It comes with the Holy Spirit. It's not us at all, period. It comes with the Holy Spirit. We have a church, I believe, throughout the entire world that is lacking the power of God because they've been drained of what they've got, what they've been given freely, and they just need to awaken back up to it. If you have ears to hear what I'm saying. Pastor Weldon and I, we sit around and we're talking many times and we're like, if we could just bottle up what it is that keeps people on fire for God and not fall away. We all know people in our family or friends or in the church that you've come to know that were on fire for God at one moment and then all of a sudden they just fell away. Why? Why is that happening? I'm telling you why it's happening. Let's bottle it. No, it's not ours. It's for everybody. The market is the Holy Spirit. The market's God's, okay? When we get drained, we must be refilled. Stay with me. Stay with me. Don't leave. John 7, 38, 39. As Scripture says, streams of living water will flow from deep within the person who believes in me. Verse 39, Jesus said this about the Spirit who his believers would receive. The Spirit was not yet evident as it would be after Jesus had been glorified. That Spirit, my friends, is right now. Amen. Right now. That Spirit, same today, yesterday, as he will be tomorrow. Right now, the Spirit of God is here. Right now, the rivers of living water, the life of God, should be able to flow from our bellies. Just flow out of us and continue flowing. Jesus said, those who hunger and thirst, come to me, and you shall be fed. You'll thirst no more. We come to him, simply. Come to him, come to him, come to him, and you will continually be fed to overflowing. Over and over and over again. You will not burn out. You will not grow weary in well-doing. You will not be frustrated with life. You will flow and move in the power and the presence of God. Amen. This is a river of living water. It's not a pool or a pond. Pools and ponds become stagnated. They don't move. They said a river flowing. So because we do good. Bible tells us to do good. We do good. We do good. We do good. We do good. And we get burnt out. And we're drained and drained and drained and drained. And many times we never stop to just say, Lord, fill me back up. And we can't forget that. Don't forget that. So here's what happens. Mark my words. Here's what happens. You give, you give, you give, you bless, you get drained. And now because you're so drained, the last thing in the world you want to do is go to God. The last thing in the world you want to do is come to church, be around fellowship, get in an atmosphere of worship and praise. It's the last thing you want to do because you're feeling so miserable. And I'm telling you, this is where the work starts. This is where, just as you were broken many times, many of us broken when we came to the Lord, you just need to come back to him. You're not asking to be resaved. He forgave you. He forgave you. You're not asking to be born again. You're asking to be filled again, refilled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Romans 15, 13. May God, the source of hope, fill you with joy and peace through your faith in him. Then you will overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The world is hopeless, but we should be people of hope. Have you ever got to the point where all of a sudden you're hopeless? The power of the Holy Spirit brings hope. When you're feeling hopeless, that should be an indicator that you need to ask God to refill you. When you're feeling like you don't have joy, that should be an indicator to ask God to refill you. Are you with me? Yes, when you're finding it hard to be bold Ask God, refill me with this boldness. 2 Timothy 1:6, this area, and maybe one other verse, I'm closing this in. 2 Timothy 1:6, you received a gift from God. We have received a gift from God. It says, and this is Paul speaking to Timothy, when I placed my hands on you to ordain you, prayed for him. Now I'm reminding you. Now listen, Paul had to remind Timothy. Now I'm reminding you. I, Mike, am reminding us today, right now, to fan the gift, to fan the flame into fire. We have to. Paul reminded Timothy to fan that flame, that gift called the Holy Spirit, the grace of God. We too need to be reminded, fan that flame back up. Fire me up, Lord. Get me on fire for you. Man, so that I can confidently say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Whom shall I fear? If God is for me, who can be against me? Man, so I may boldly say, if God is for me, what can man do to me? Hebrews 13:6. And then verse 7 says, because God didn't give us, everybody say us, me, right? God didn't give you a cowardly spirit, a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of power. He gave you a spirit of love and a spirit of sound mind, of good judgment. You find yourself not having good judgment, sound mind, filled with the Holy Spirit. You find yourself not walking in the grace and love of God towards others, ask God to fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit. If you feel that you all you want to do right now is just condemn everybody that's around you because they're not living the Word of God, you need to get filled with the Holy Spirit because you weren't perfect when you got saved either, right? You hear me? And I will share this, and I'm closing with this. Bonus scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. This is why I normally type it out, guys, because now I can't see it. Whoever finds it first, say, found it. You found it? Here, me too. Here we are. Last one, guys. Because us, don't focus our attention on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what we see is temporary, but the unseen realm is eternal. Amen. Friends, you can't see the Holy Spirit, but you can see the proof and the evidence and the work of the Holy Spirit. If you are not able to see the power of God moving in your life, I'm going to ask you to come up front when we're done and get filled with the Holy Spirit, refilled. If you find yourself not living in the hope that comes from God, I'm going to ask you to come up front, lay hands, and just ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit, refill you. If you are living a life where you are lacking the joy or the peace of God, I'm going to ask you to come up front and get refilled. I think it's important. Paul laid hands on Timothy. Lay hands. You can, in your own time, in your own prayer, ask him to refill you if you don't feel comfortable. It's not going to be on Facebook. We'll have the lights down. But this is something that's powerful and important. We have to stay ever filled, continually filled. And if we're lacking in areas, don't get down on yourself. Just ask God to refill you. And he is mighty and able and capable to work miracles in our lives. Amen? We'll close in prayer right now. Father, I am so very grateful for this day that you have given us. I am beyond grateful, Lord, for the body that is here today, Lord. I thank you, God, that by your power, by your presence, by your strength, oh God, that change is possible. I thank you, Lord, that you bring hope when there is no hope, that you bring joy in our midst of sorrow. Father, I just ask, Lord, that your spirit be released. In Jesus' name. And I would like to say that if there is anyone listening or anyone here that has never truly made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, that you have an idea of religion, you have an idea of God, but you have never just committed yourself to Jesus, I just ask that you would just take that plunge, that you would know that today would be the greatest day of your life being born again, that death is truly arrested, and that you can start living a victorious life through Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for whoever you minister to right now and speak to, that they would just come to you and they would just declare that you, God, are Lord. Jesus, you save. Lord, you are faithful and just. You forgive us of all sins. Father, that you would fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you feel like you need prayer, altars are open.